Okay, we're back, and so are you. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Stream Strategy Fantasy Hockey Podcast. Brought to you by us. I'm Cal. That's Chuck. Stream Strategy is designed to help you maximize value in the upcoming NHL schedule. We've done a bunch of research so that you don't have to. How's it going, Charlie?
It's going pretty well. Well, having a rough week in fantasy, but other than that, doing pretty well. No complaints over here. How about yourself?
Life's good, but I'm getting slapped in the good fantasy hockey league this week.
Yeah, me too.
Battle of the Titans. I'm up against the Markland Thrashers, the second place team. And being the first place team, I knew that this was going to be my biggest test yet. And I am falling flat. But I don't know if it's that I'm just totally getting ran over so much as it seems my players are really, really underperforming. And you just can't get a good week every week. So I'll take the bad ones when I can and try and win a few categories along the way. As always, I'm slapping it in hits, but surprisingly, I'm being beaten in blocks. So I tried to pick up McNabb from the Vegas Golden Knights, who was leading the free agents in blocks to try and get something going over the next little while.
Yeah, I was streaming him earlier in the season in the Good Hockey Fantasy League for the same reason. I just needed a few blocks to win that category 1 week. I think he had like 8 blocks over 2 games for the 2 games I streamed him for. So it worked out really well for me.
Yeah, I think so I used one of my pickups for him this week, even though he's not even close to our recommendations for the stream strategy. But sometimes the stream strategy, you have to be thinking about multiple weeks. I've just been noticed I've been lacking in the blocks. And I have a bunch of Swiss Army knife type players that are kind of good at getting a bit of everything, but mainly they'll get like assists and some plus minus and some peripherals. But I think I have too many of those guys and not enough specialist players. Guys that are ranked lower down in the overall rankings, around that 200, 220-ish range, where normally that's replacement level to get someone new in just because they're ranked higher. Yeah. But if they're not dominating in any one category, it's not really going to... If you have everyone like that, then you're just kind of rolling the dice every week to try and just hope that your Swiss Army Knife guys beats the other team's Swiss Army Knife guys. So I'm thinking that I want a Swiss Army Knife guy, and then I also want some specialist guys like McNabb, who are just going to be... I know there are blocks incoming from him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to test that out.
Yeah, I've got a couple of specialists on the stream strategy for this weekend. Mainly guys who are going to be getting hits, because I know that's more popular than blocks. But, you know, I like to aim to include a couple of those players into the list.
Okay, cool. You want to jump right into it? Let's look at this weekend's schedule. I got Thursday and Saturday as on nights, Charlie. And I have Friday and Sunday as off nights. Thursday, we got 9 games. Friday, 8 games. Almost technically an all-night. Saturday, we got 11 games. And Sunday, 5. Good schedules. I see Columbus Blue Jackets have 3 games, including a back-to-back on Thursday, Friday, as well as a Sunday game. I love that split. I actually went up and got Boone Jenner from the Good Fantasy Hockey League in the free agency earlier today. Florida Panthers, 3 games, back-to-back Thursday, Friday, as well as a Sunday game. New Jersey Devils, 2 games, back-to-back Saturday, Sunday. Ottawa Senators, 3 games, back-to-back Saturday, Sunday. Penguins, 3 games, back-to-back Thursday, Friday. Kraken, back-to-back Thursday, Friday. Blues, 2 games, Friday, Sunday split. That's nice. Vancouver Canucks, 2 games, Friday, Sunday. Jets, 3 games, back-to-back Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's a bit of an interesting schedule with Friday being almost an on night, like not really a true off night. Just jumping into the streamers for this weekend, looking at the Columbus Blue Jackets, I got Boone Jenner, currently ranked 178 in public leagues and only rostered in 32% of them. He's on the first forward line and the first power play unit for the Columbus Blue Jackets. That's going to be his resident position. So you can just expect if he's on this list that that's where he's playing. Moving on to the Florida Panthers, Anton Lundell. Now, there's been a lot of injuries and COVID-19 related incidents with the Florida Panthers recently. So Anton Lundell has seen his deployment shift up a bit. He's playing on their second line and second power play now. Season ranking of 186 and rostered in 26% of leagues. Again, I keep talking about Anton Lundell, but he's streaking right now. He's on fire. I'd recommend going to pick him up or at least take a look. From the New Jersey Devils, Nico Hischier. kind of a forward similar to Jared McCann, where he's on that first line and first power play, but he's only rostered in 29% of leagues. Could be because he was injured all through the start of the season, and he's only ranked 246 on the season, but that deployment is looking pretty nice. Also like Jesper Bratt, who's probably going to be tricky to pick up in some leagues as he's rostered at 52%, but he's got a season ranking of 116. He plays on their second line and first power play unit. Finally, from the New Jersey Devils, I like Pavel Zacha, playing on their first line, first power play unit. He's rostered in only 7% of leagues and has a season ranking of 325. A bit more of a physical guy, so he likes to get a few checks as well in the game.
Yeah, I would like to stop you right there, Charlie, because I think that the New Jersey Devils are probably the best value for the upcoming NHL schedule. In terms of roster ability, I should say not the upcoming schedule, but in terms of just their players. Let me correct myself. Because, you cannot go wrong with Nico Hischier. I love the comparison to Jared McCann, where we're saying you cannot really find too many players at only 30% rostered getting this type of deployment. And I would even say Nico Hischier, we should have higher expectations for him than Jared McCann.
For sure.
Certainly a higher floor. So I'm excited to see him become fantasy relevant. Again, I actually picked him up in the good fantasy hockey league again. I'm sorry. People tell me that I'm always picking the streamers.
All the good ones,
Before we release the podcast episodes. And I won't deny that.
Yeah.
But we do the research. That's what you guys get what's left.
Say we did the work. All right. Moving on to the Ottawa Senators. Tim Stützle, probably the only person that I feel 100% confident recommending as a streamer. He's got a season ranking of 336, rostered in 29% of leagues, plays on their second line, first power play unit. Really, that first power play unit is what's appealing about him. He's playing with the Norris, Kachuk, Batherson, and Chabot on that first power play line. It's honestly a pretty good power play line. Moving on to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Kasperi Kapanen, playing on their second line, second power play unit. He's got a roster percentage of 18 and a season ranking of 188. Not going to get the most hits out of him, but you'll get a few shots, probably likely a point or two now that Malkin's back and is playing like a beast. Also from the Pittsburgh Penguins, I like Jason Zucker, also on their second line, second power play unit, playing alongside Kapanen and Malkin. He's got a roster percentage of only 5%. And a season ranking of 252.
That's some pretty good value there as well.
Oh, yeah. Not bad.
Because I don't think that Zucker has played a full season. I'm probably going to eat those words.
No, I honestly think you're right. He usually gets injured for a good 20 to 30 games over an 82-game season.
But I look to fact-check myself,
I'll move on to the Seattle Kraken. Where it's a bit of a broken record with these two guys, Jared McCann and Jordan Eberle. They're on the first line. They're on the first power play. They're rostered in 28% and 29% of leagues, respectively. Jared McCann's got a season ranking of 199. Jordan Eberle's got a season ranking of 289. Both of these guys are great opportunities that, Seattle Kraken got the three games this week with the Sunday game. It's probably worth taking a look at one of these two. Then one hit streamer that I was talking about earlier in the episode from the Seattle Kraken is going to be Adam Larsson. He's got a season ranking of 490, rostered in 16% of leagues, plays on their second defensive line with no power play time, but he averages about 3 to 4 hits a game. So if you're needing a few hits and you got that streamer spot, I think Adam Larsson is a good opportunity to go and get some hits for your category there.
Does he have any PK time?
No power play time. Oh, PK time, sorry. Yeah, he does have PK time. I'm not sure if it's the first or second unit, though. That one I wasn't looking at. From the St. Louis Blues, Robert Thomas, who's almost at a point per game, but he doesn't get a lot of peripheral, so his season ranking seems a little high. Season ranking of 194, rostered in 32% of leagues. He plays on that second line with Jordan Kyrou and Tarasenko, and he's on that second power play unit with Kyrou and whoever else is on that unit. From the St. Louis Blues, I also like Justin Falk with a season ranking of 126. I like Justin Falk a lot more than in previous episodes because he's now back on the second power play unit. He's getting that power play deployment as well as second defensive power play deployment. The only problem is his roster percentage is 66 because he is a well-rounded defenseman. He gets points, he gets shots, hits, blocks, everything that you need. So it might be tricky to pick up Justin Falk.
Yeah, I know that you're a holder of Justin Falk in the Good Fantasy Hockey League, and I have been eyeing him for, I'm going to say, a good 2 weeks. I haven't swung you a trade quite yet because I'm not sure who I'd be willing to give up, but I've been thinking about, I don't know. We just don't really have players that hit around that same value level, so I feel like I'd be overpaying in terms of, and I'd have to give you a forward because I'm just maxed out on forwards.
Right.
And you had mentioned to me that you don't want to get rid of defense, so I don't know that this trade will come to pass, although I am very interested in Justin Falk. So if he's a free agent, he might end up being a holder for a long time.
I remember drafting him super late, like maybe in the 18th or 19th round of the Good Hockey Fantasy League, and I just held on to him the whole season. I don't know. It'd have to be a nice trade for me, I think, if I were to give him up, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, Hold on. This year's draft for the Good Fantasy Hockey League was, I think it's shown that there's a few green players.
Just a few.
A few green managers. but it's a casual league, you know. Not everyone's going to be listening to the stream strategy. I got Matt Zuccarello as the last draft pick.
Right.
Point a game, Matt Zuccarello.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it is.
It's nuts. He has a point a game. He also had Stevenson late, but we've talked about that before.
So here's what happened, folks. I don't know what happened. I think I woke up one morning really weird. I was super dehydrated or something. Somehow convinced myself that Stevenson was not worth having anymore. He's my highest ranked player. At the time, he was ranked above Bergeron and Marchand. He was top 50 for sure. I think my only player in the top 50. And I've convinced myself, this is like Jack Eichel news coming back. Trade him one for one from Michael Bunting. Don't ask me why. Immediately after it happened, folks, I'm telling you, I recognized what a silly decision I had made. But I've managed to kind of move forward in this saga, either digging myself a deeper hole or maybe climbing back out, because I flipped Michael Bunting to the Conn Smythes for Nicholas Backstrom.
That's nuts. I completely missed this trade, actually. I didn't even see it in the transaction history.
Yeah, so I actually, I'm not sure. Like, Bunting scores, of course, a few times since the trade happens, and he's getting power play time. He's on the first line with Austin Matthews, and Backstrom is just, like, in the state of decline. But I feel like I'm kind of still selling high on the player that I had and buying low on Backstrom. So I'm much happier with the idea that I swapped Stevenson for Backstrom than Stevenson for Bunting, even if this Bunting for Backstrom trade ends up eating me in the, or biting me in the ass. Like, I just think it's, I'm much happier.
Yeah. The Stevenson for Backstrom does seem less damaging than Stevenson for Bunting.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, dude. I was dehydrated or something. Okay, I'm going to get the next one. Let's move to the Vancouver Canucks. Yeah?
Yeah.
Tanner Pearson. I mean, season ranking 196, roster percent 9%. You can't go wrong for someone on the first line with the first power play unit.
I mean,
he's not McCann, he's not Nico Hischier, but he does have the deployment. So that's a ton of value. We'll highlight Tanner Pearson there. OEL, he's over-rostered. Tyler Myers might get you some peripherals. Charlie has him highlighted as a hit streamer. And at 21% rostered, there should be a bunch of opportunity to get someone like Tyler Myers, who probably doesn't do much besides hit and block shots, but he's still season ranked 276, which means he's got to be doing it a lot.
Yeah, I was playing, I was facing off against Mark in last week of the Good Hockey Fantasy League. I believe it was last week, and he had streamed Tyler Myers for a couple of games. He had like 8 hits and 7 hits in back-to-back games for like 15. I got absolutely slapped in the hit category. It was all because of Tyler Myers. So that's why I put him up here. He averages, I think, about 3 to 4. Same thing as Adam Larson. Just, you know, occasionally they pop off and get 7 or 8 hits in a single game.
You got anyone from the Winnipeg Jets that you want to stream for this week?
Yeah, I got two players from the Winnipeg Jets I want to talk about. First one's going to be Cole Perfetti. He's rostered in 2% of leagues with a season ranking of 886, but that's because he's only played three NHL games. The Winnipeg Jets are also dealing with some injuries, so he's getting some great deployment on their second forward line and second power play unit, and he had a beautiful snipe the other night off a nice feed from, I believe, was Scheifele. Really nice to see. Cole Perfetti, just a great young player, getting a chance to play. I think it's worth taking a look at him at the very least. Also, Josh Morrissey with a season ranking of 209, rostered in 47% of leagues. He's on their first defensive line, second power play unit. Not the most offensive guy, but he gets good peripherals, a couple of shots, couple blocks, couple of hits a game.
Great.
Yeah, that's going to be it from Winnipeg, sorry.
And I think that's it for us.
Stream strategy.
Right.
I want to talk about that real quick. I just, my stream strategy for this weekend is going to be to pick up a Florida streamer for the Thursday to Friday back-to-back, plus the Sunday game that they have. Probably looking at Anton Lundell if he's available. However, I don't think he is in the Good Hockey Fantasy League. Then I'm looking at a Pittsburgh streamer as well for that Thursday, Friday back-to-back and the Sunday game. It's specifically getting these guys for that Sunday game, but I'm looking at Jason Zucker for that. Finally, I'm going to cap it off with a St. Louis streamer for the Friday-Sunday split, looking at Braden Schenn, because I am a holder of both Thomas and Falk in the Good Hockey Fantasy League.
Yeah, I've already used a bunch of my pickups early on this week on Lawson Crouse, Nico Hischier, as well as Valeri Nichushkin, who ended up going to the COVID-19 so or the COVID protocol. That might have been from last week, that pickup. But I did have Anders Lee in for the back-to-back earlier on in this week. For this weekend, I'm looking at Bruce Jenner. I'm really happy that he was available in the Good Fantasy Hockey League free agency. As I mentioned, I've already picked up Nico Hischier, and then I used my last pickup on snagging McNabb because I was actually only running three defense
yeah.
for last week. Jeez. Even though we allow four spots in the Good Fantasy Hockey League, and it actually turned out okay. But I do want I just need a defense, so yeah, I just decided to use my pickup on McNabb. It seems like this week I'm already so far behind, I can't really expect too much from adding in a couple more games, which is what the stream strategy is all about. So instead, I am just going to play this patient and try and see if I can snag that block category only and get out this week with maybe...
Yeah.
Two or three category wins and only 10 category losses. I'm just getting absolutely run over this week. Shout out to the Markland Thrashers built by Tyler. Great manager, I'd say. I mean, just truly dominant roster, which is partly from good drafting and partly from active transactions.
Yeah.
He's up there for the most transactions.
Yeah, I'm also getting run over in the Good Hockey Fantasy League. I'm getting run over by Cole, though. Cole's perfect team. I think this is my first time playing up against somebody in like the top four other than myself in about 10 weeks or so.
Yeah.
I also got three impact players like Brat, Kempe, and Terry, I believe, on the IR right now. So that is affecting my week. However, the rest of my team's been underperforming. It's just looking like a loss. So I'm hoping to get, you know, two or three category wins this week as well.
Okay, coming up this weekend on the Good Hockey Podcast, we're going to give you a new top-tier list of potential Stanley Cup contenders because we're hitting that half-season point. In fact, in some cases, we've passed it. So we gotta review our decisions. Charlie, do you still think the New York Islanders are the top 10 favorite?
No. Neither do I think that the Pittsburgh... I'm Pittsburgh. Neither do I think that the Philadelphia Flyers are.
Yeah, that was a hot take.
Yeah.
When we made that list... I just allowed Charlie that one, but I did not agree with it at all.
Yep. Yep, I remember that.
That's it. Thanks, folks.
All right. Take care, guys. Good luck in your weekends.